Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The DH, Rick Bosetti. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Larry Milbourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Milbourne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Winfield hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Mumphrey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Klutz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Watson is called out on strikes. one out. Rick Cerrón is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cerrón hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Piniella now playing right field. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bossetti reaches second base with a double. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Bossetti scores. It's Athletics, 1, Yankees, 1. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Milburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Milburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Winfield. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Winfield steals second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klutz moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz scores. Heath moves to third. McKay moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Frazier now pitching. Keith Drumright pinch hits for Rick Bossetti. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Drumright is walked intentionally. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground for a single. Heath scores. McKay moves to third. Drumright moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone is hit by the pitch. Nettles moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Cerrone moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Randolph moves to second. Dave Beard now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Randolph moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Yankees, 3. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Randolph scores. Mumphrey scores. Milburn moves to third. It's 5-3, Yankees. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Yankees. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gamble trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Nettles moves to second. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz juggles the ball. That's an error on Klutz. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Piniella. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Kelvin Moore. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. There goes Murphy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mickey Klutz. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randolph fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Jeff Jones now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Winfield hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Drumright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Drumright hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nettles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Gamble moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 9-3. Yankees. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brown now playing right field. Dave Revering now playing first base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Murphy moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Brian Kingman now pitching. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mumphrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn moves to second. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn moves to third. Winfield moves to second. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milburn tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nettles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-3, Yankees. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Drumright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Drumright hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ochinco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Robertson pinch hits for Larry Milburn. Andre Robertson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Andre Robertson now playing shortstop. Barry Foote now catching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.